Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, I've done a lot of programs here on Straight Talk over the years. I think I've talked to just about everybody until today. I've never done an interview that I can remember with an orthodontist, but I got one here today. His name is Dr. Alex Culp. He's with us today. He's with the well-known orthodontic empire, no, orthodontic firm of Burrell, Welchel, and Culp, which you hear on the air quite a bit because they're very involved with community activity. So anyway, welcome to Straight Talk, Doc. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to chat with you.
All right. We always start off by getting our guests to tell us a little bit about them.
Sure. Absolutely.
And make sure you don't forget the lineage to Winthrop University, because this is very interesting.
Yes, sir. So so being in Substation 2, it does bring back a few memories, because this is certainly one of our favorite spots after going to playing basketball at church at Oakland Avenue Presbyterian Church,
right,
which is right around the corner, when my brother and I've got a twin brother, we're between ages 7 and 12. So we grew up here, and the reason why this was the favorite, because it was on the way to our grandfather's house, which is on the same block, right around the corner. Like I was mentioning to you, it sits right between the fraternity house, right across the street from the church, and across the street from the bank. So he could pick a pretty strong neighborhood. The reason he was in this area is because his family before him, so this would be great-grandparents, grew up on Winthrop's campus. So on the back campus where the dorms we're looking at here now.
Right.
So between what's now the science building, we're actually probably right where the science building is. So Bill Culp Sr., which was my grandfather, the guy that lived around the corner, was at Winthrop for that long, for 50 years plus. And then he lived at the alumni house over by Winthrop Lake. So that was where my father grew up. And when my father went to Clemson, went to MUSC for dental school, that was where he would drive to and from when he was coming back to Rock Hill.
And that's something.
It wasn't as glamorous then as it is now after the renovation. It's very beautiful. They didn't swing alumni through there back in the day, but they allowed my grandfather and father to live there, which is wonderful. And then he moved over closer here. So the other connection, so I'm a twin. My wonderful mother is from Charleston. Now she's here in Rock Hill. She followed my father, which was worked out for all of us. She lives over near Shiloh now, which is close to our office. So
sure.
Mom lives 1 mile away from our office. Our office here in Rock Hill is the same building that I had braces in 20-something years ago. A brilliant man by the name of Dr. Goody Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Well-known Goody.
A personality.
He is a personality.
Sure.
Pilot.
A pilot, yeah.
His son is quite a pilot.
He's
an aerobatic pilot.
He's decorated. Maybe decorated is not the right thing. It's not military. But as far as the stunt pilot component of that, he's an impressive guy.
He's on the U.S. team. He was
sir.
That good. Oh, yeah.
Sir.
So now, Bill Culp, your grandfather.
Yes, sir.
Was the, I'll call it, facilities director over at Winthrop University.
Yes, sir.
Used to do the meteorological reports every day for the Weather Service.
Right.
And he was succeeded by Walter Hardin.
Yes.
Who is now, I think, just retired, and somebody has taken his job. So, wow, that's interesting. Very interesting. I never put the Culp together with all the Culps that I knew.
There's one more connection that we should probably mention. So Goody Thomas, the Goody we just mentioned, the orthodontist, his father and Bill Culp, my grandfather, were best buddies.
I'll be doggone.
They were super good guys. They cut up better than anybody. It's just a different type of person.
Oh,
they just don't
people.
Make any people like that anymore.
That's right.
So I was fortunate to be around as long as we were.
So now your twin brother.
Yes, sir.
Is he an orthodontist as well?
He's a general dentist.
General dentist.
So Bill Culp Jr.
we'll
there
we
keep go. Going here. Works about a mile from where we're seated right now off of Ebenezer Road.
All right. And yep. You used to work with him?
Yes, sir. I was there for 3 years.
Then he threw you out.
I threw myself out. But it wasn't a culture fit. No, it was great. So what was really, really neat in 2011, and the business was for a lot of people in 2011, my father always told me before my brother and I got to dental school, we were the first set of twins to ever go through dental school together, the Medical University of South Carolina. We graduated 30 years to the day from our dad's graduation from the same alma mater.
Wow.
Same thing at Clemson, except it wasn't the same day. 4 years before that. So we came in, and he said, what we're going to do is I'm going to build a bigger facility, and you will have a place to work. He was right. And he absolutely delivered on that. The issue was building a practice for three dentists.
Yeah.
And we had about dentistry enough for one and a half. So we split some time. That was a lot of CE, self-study, pull out what you can with what's there. What I mean by that is what that knowledge is and get that skill set up. And then I was able to realize some opportunities. So back then, which you had to do, now it's different. Of course, it's changed in 12 years. They would make you take two state boards, one for North Carolina, one for South Carolina. It's like, and my brother goes, they do dentistry differently 9 miles from where we're going.
The lawyers say the same thing.
Right. And so, but there were three of us in our class, and Sam Burrow, one of my partners now, is one of the other ones that I'm familiar with, did the same route that we did. So we took both exams while we were still in school and became licensed in both. We were able to capitalize on that by sharing some time. So it'd be interesting to be a dentist right down the street because it's confusing to patients. Who am I going to? You know, who's the dentist? But if I'm helping out for an office that's building in Charlotte, not a big deal because proximity is going to help make that simple. So I was able to go to Charlotte, helped out at a pediatric office, really enjoyed that type of dentistry, which was not something I would have been exposed to with my father's 30-year-old practice. And so that was what started the conversations, and I asked everybody in the family for permission before I decided to go back to residency. And then I went to the Children's National Medical Center, the Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C. for 2 years for that program.
Good for you. Wow. And did you ever imagine, when you came out of that this whole region would be blowing up the way it is with population? There's lots of kids who have crooked teeth.
And so that was neat. So what happened? So right after pediatric residency, I jumped back to MUSC for a 3-year residency in orthodontics. So during that time, that gave me 3 years in practice here, 2 years in D.C., and then I'm back in Charleston talking to those same professors that told me in 2011, you're really going to go back to Rock Hill. That's, just stagnant. You must really love your hometown. And I did. And but then when I got back 6 years later, those same professors were like, where are you now? Oh, Rock Hill. That is great. And you remember the people that trashed your hometown. But those same guys were like, that is great. I hear nothing but great things about Rock Hill, Fort Mill. This is just wonderful. And while I was in orthodontic residency, I realized that the building that I'd previously had orthodontics in was becoming available. It was vacant. So talking with some of my partners now, but it was the group that I aspired to work with then, we talked about the opportunity for a Rock Hill presence, in an area that has a lot of great practitioners. But it meant something to me being 1 mile from my mother's house and 1 mile from my brother's office. I said, let's do that. I feel connected to that community. And so they go, yeah, let's do it. Let's make it about more than just that group. Let's have access for everyone. So during that time, they came into that facility so that by the time I came out, there was a place for me to entertain and accommodate, I guess is a better way to say, and treat and service new patients the week. But it was, I graduated residency on a Saturday. I was in the Rocco office Monday morning. I had somebody ask me, how long have you been an orthodontist? I said, 36 hours.
36 hours. I'll watch you do somebody else's teeth first.
And my buddy goes, you might not want to say that to anybody else. But I was honest. I was.
So now, that's so how did, where did Burrow yeah. was in school with you, right?
So, okay. We got to get generational here, too. We're talking about two generations of
Let's go back. Yep. How many orthodontists are there in Burrow, Welchel, and Culp?
So there are two Burrows currently.
Two Burrows.
There's one brilliant Dr. Brittany Welchel, and there's an Alex Culp, and he's all right. And then we have Dr. Emily Willett. We have now just welcomed us as Dr. Brent Bowen. And then Dr. Jack Burrow, Sam's father, his old partner, Chip Case. He's
ladies and gentlemen, get out your crayons and your paper. If you could follow this, do better than I am.
So anyway, the Emily and Brent are newer to the practice in the last 2 years, and then Chip is retired. He comes in and helps out because if you noticed and you've been listening to the commercials on the radio and the advertisements, you've heard that there's some offices come on board, so it allows us to have bench strength to help get that movement going when we can't be in two places at once.
All right, so Burrow, Welchel, and Culp has been around for how long now?
So Burrow, as an orthodontic practice, has been around since 1978, started
right.
in Charlotte.
Okay.
Yes.
But Welchel and Culp.
Welchel was added on in 2015, and they tagged me on the end. And
the rookie.
The rookie, right. This was last year, yeah, 2021. But so Sam Burrow, Charlie Culp, and Alex Culp, we all graduated the same year at MUSC, which was 11 years ago. Brittany Welchel was 1 year behind us. So she was 2012. So she went out. She went to Baylor for orthodontic residency. Sam went to Motor City, Detroit for his residency. But we convened back here. So
then he saw the light after being in Motor City. So all of you. So this basically sounds like you're like seven. You have seven orthodontists?
That's correct. Now, full-time orthodontist, that's going to be so clinical practice. Jack is not doing quite as much clinical practice at this point, so it's 4 to 5, depending on what the week and availability is, full orthodontist.
And we're operating how many offices?
Okay.
Across the region.
So we've got to break this down, too.
Oh, Lord. Can't you just give me a number?
I could, but it's going to be misleading. I don't want to mislead you.
Okay.
So you got to look at this. The best analogy we've come with, and this is a credit to Dr. Sam, is it's like a restaurant and some food trucks. So we've got our main offices, but then we have some satellite locations.
I love it.
That are fully supported by the other ones.
Sure.
So the reason when I could tell you a number such as 10 offices and the numbers don't check out with the number of orthodontists that we have for full coverage is because we share time with those to create opportunities for those patients.
Gotcha.
Now, if there's an issue, then there's a lot of ways they can get in touch with us. They can visit the home office or another office that's open. But every patient that gets started with our practice gets the doctor's personal cell phone numbers. They can also reach out to that. And patients are real discerning about what to send us, and they know the parameters with it. But there's ways to get always in touch with us.
So we got a lot of offices.
We got a lot of offices, and really the focus in – you know, I grew up in this Rockville area, so for me, that's if we're looking for the primary doctor, we're not having six orthodontists go through the same office.
Gotcha.
It doesn't make sense, and it's not feasible, and people don't want to do that, and people don't want to see that, and they don't want to go to that. So what it is what we really love is the brilliance of how Jack Burrow treated people and the compassion that he had. We wanted to emulate that in other areas, and we want to do that with our style too, as well as keep that Rock Hill core to it. So that's the opportunity. That's why I went to them to sit down. So it was Jack Burrow, Sam Burrow, and Goody and I. We talked. We said, "Hey, would this be okay if this happened?" And eventually decided that it would be. And I hope to have a presence because I really wanted to be there. So I pushed that along.
And obviously, it was a good decision.
It worked out.
It worked out.
Now, and that was there was no like. There was no tie to it. Like it was like that was their thing. But I was like, I'd love to be a part of it. I said, I understand this this train is going, and I don't know if I'm on it or not, but I'd love for y'all to consider me as part of it. And fortunately, it did work out. So I bet on them. They bet on me. We're betting on ourselves now.
Good for you. Well, let's get into what you do for a living, which is called orthodontics.
That's right.
Which is to make, you know, it's interesting. I see rather routinely adults who did not have the benefit of having braces put on when they were children, getting them on now. And it just reaffirms how important it is to have a decent smile,
yep.
Just like it is to have a decent personality.
Sure.
Because people judge you, you know, how you look and how you sound and how you act. Would you agree with that?
Well, I see it, but we all live in our world and we perceive the world as we do. But to back that with true data, and we look at, you know, what drives a lot of adults to go into orthodontic care. Well, the number one thing for interviews that continues to get reported as whether this person is going to be successful or not, when you look at data from hiring, it's the presence of that smile. That's the same thing when you look at, I guess, first dates are interviews, but with the dating world as well, that's the number one thing. So yeah, that's certainly, I've got my biases because of what we do. And
sure.
But even outside of that lens, I feel that continues to get backed up.
So we have lots of young families,
yes, sir,
in this community, and more coming, because we were just talking beforehand, this whole Charlotte metro region,
yep,
or as I call it, the Rock Hill metro region,
that's
is
correct,
growing leaps and bounds. It's a big population growth center for the country. With that being said, what do you tell young couples as far as when there should be some type of an orthodontic exam, just to see what's popping up at age, whatever it is, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
Yeah, sure. Well, as far as for an orthodontist to truly get involved and have that impact, you need the presence of some key teeth, really. So if you're looking for a textbook answer, age 7. And that age, that number is backed by the American Association of Orthodontists, and it's echoed as well by the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry.
Age 7.
That doesn't mean they're getting braces.
Yeah.
That, what that allows is to guide parents, to educate, and also to intervene. There's a small percentage of patients that will truly benefit in a way that we would have lost an opportunity later down the road if we didn't get involved when they have a mixture of adult teeth and baby teeth. So some of those will benefit from treatment before the traditional ages, which is about 12 years old.
So are most of the people that you work with, are they referrals from general dentists like your brother? Or is it just people who realize one day, hey, Junior here needs to have something done, I need to go over and see these guys?
It's all the above. It's all the above. We have some really, really great relationships with a lot of the practices in town. So pediatric dentists, general dentists, of course, we work with everybody, and I appreciate, you know, when it's funny when somebody comes from my brother because they don't know there's two of us because we're identical. And so that'll mess with a 7-year-old pretty quickly. But yeah, we've got these great relationships. We love those referrals. And what's really neat about the ones that come from dentists or and a lot of times the parents that are noticing, they're already thinking about what that issue is. There's a reason why they came in there, right? There's a, and it's a directed reason. It's not, you know, we're going through the motions. Sometimes we get that, and that's great, and that's a great point to educate. But when they can help out, we can collaborate with that dentist to give that best impact. That's really, really nice.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, the learned doctor is a quick learner. I've already told him what we're going to do here. He's rolling his eyes saying, are you kidding? We're going to do this? I said, yeah, we're going to do this. Fresh subs and salads, 6 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical formula at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Slice,
slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden. All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready.
Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to andersongriggs.com.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry, because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Dr. Alex Culp is with us today from Burrell, Welchel & Culp. They're orthodontics, their orthodontic practice here in Rock Hill. They've got other locations where the other orthodontists are. It's a very interesting story. If you can follow all the grid and how it works, that's what's in the first part of the program. Now we're getting into the meat of it, which basically is, if you've got kids, they should probably have some type of an orthodontic evaluation by age 7, right? That's when the baby teeth are beginning to fall out and the permanent teeth are beginning to grow in. So when they come in for this first-time sit-down, yep. What do? The normal x-rays and visual evaluation or what?
So certainly a visual evaluation. There may be, at that age, we may have an opportunity to say, hey, we're going to defer that x-ray because there's a more meaningful opportunity to evaluate that growth a little bit later. Now, as far as the orthodontic evaluation, we do have dentists in the area that are following kids pretty close. And they're like, yeah, I'm not seeing anything concerning. I'm going to guide you a little bit better on when's the best time or the best opportunity for orthodontic care. But if there's ever a concern, you can't go wrong by seeing us at age 7. With that, if we looked across our practice, there's probably about 1 in 10 that could benefit from that early phase orthodontics. And depending on if you're going through a trend, you might see a little bit more. But age 7 is a great answer. Most of those patients, or most of those potential patients, those children would end up being indicated for orthodontics around their growth spurt, which is age 11 to 12, if they need orthodontics. You know, we've got plenty of kids that come in, it's like, hey, well, this looks pretty great. You know?
I was going to say, now what percentage, really?
Percentage,
would you say kids who are just gifted by God to give them a good set of teeth and they don't have to worry about anything?
So, that could not benefit literally at all, which is a big statement. There is a percentage that does exist. Now,
tiny.
I don't know. It's hard. I don't know that the orthodontic associations and the schools have ever studied that particularly, or that they would.
It's not a fact they're interested
in. Or some academic out there would ever see a kid that couldn't benefit from something.
Yeah, I got you.
But in our practice, we've got a very practical approach. If there's something that is not a huge benefit to 12 months of braces, we're going to tell you that.
Right.
If it's something that does could accumulate if there's an issue over time, and we have a better opportunity to address it now. We're going to tell you that as well.
Now, the appliances that you're using in 2022 are a lot different than where they were 20, 30 years ago. I mean, it's invisible, you know, whatever. No more metal. You've got a lot of state-of-the-art products out there, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. We're not looking to bring back the greatest hits anytime soon from the 70s and 80s. Now, that what worked back in the day worked, but it was uncomfortable to do it. So there's a lot of great orthodontic results with it, and some of it, philosophy-wise, we've learned more from the trends in orthodontics and where we need to be, and technology has helped to boost that. Because foundationally orthodontics has improved, the technology has allowed to really propel that. And so the technology wasn't the answer. It was our understanding of orthodontics that continued to help over the last several decades as well. And that has what's really made it fun. So whether it's the invisible options or clear brackets and wires, what's really neat in the last even 40 years, like you'll ask some really high-tech orthodontist, and we'll get it all the time. We'll get eager dental students like, what's the best invention in orthodontics? They're looking for this, you know, bottom line answer. And the best answer is we can bond to teeth now. And it's that didn't happen, you know, this decade or, you know, last year. That happened 80s, 90s. You know, we don't have to put bands on teeth. It's not kids crying when they get their braces on because it's not that soreness.
Wow.
So we're able to easily place brackets and remove them, which is really, really nice for that braces option. That has allowed us to be able to do similar treatment with aligners, i.e. Invisalign or other aligner companies.
So with these new products,
yes,
are you able to achieve the same result in a shorter period of time than 20 years ago with the old stuff?
It does allow for efficiencies. And the reason that is, it's not because the biology has changed. A kid that was grown up in 1970 is the same kid that's grown up in 2022. What's changed is the efficiencies with our treatment. What happened was, years ago, there was so much time built into setting up the system, the braces, this force appliance system, that now you finally got these months and maybe even years into it, we've got it set up to now we can start moving the teeth where they need to. But we were working on our appliance system for the first part of it. Right. Now we're able to make patient-centered, specific to one patient treatment, and design our appliances or our aligners specifically for that one patient to avoid that setup period. So we're able to get better. We're better in smile engineers is what it is, than we are. Then, you know, biology is still doing the same thing. You know, we're orthodontists. We put a lot of focus on that too. But what we were seeing a lot of consistency with the biology. What we're seeing better is that we know better how to set up our appliances, and that engineering component is what's allowed that.
And it is. That's fun. So, with all that being said, I think parents need to realize this is an investment in your son or daughter's future. It's,
sure.
You know, as you pointed out, the number one thing that people look at on job hiring is what's that smile look like? What's that personality like?
Sure.
And I've known in my past history with having to deal with orthodontics that the orthodontists make it very, what do I call it, user-friendly. Mm-hmm. You've got a way to structure what the
sure.
cost of this is. It's not lump sums. It's, you know,
yeah.
pay-as-you-go kind of thing.
Absolutely. And so it's an investment in two arenas, right? The financial investment and the time investment as well.
Right.
We've solved for some of that on the time investment. We've also got flexible payment options that do have a monthly payment with us.
They work with you. There you go. Doctor, thank you so much. Alex Culp, appreciate you being here with us today. Here's some other doctor that you... Oh, you don't know this guy, do you really? Oh, my gosh. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time, Doc. You know what to do. Fresh subs and salads. 6 days a week here at Substation 2. That guy at the other end, what's his name? Dr. Scott, somebody. He's going to yell out, too. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.